Anyway, audio boo, I need to take my doggy. We're home now, but I need to take my doggy out. So, as now that I'm home, I could talk a bit more freely. As I was saying earlier, I accidentally downloaded the latest audio boo because I hit the update all button. You know when you're kind of you're updating your apps and you're kind of in a haze and you just hit the update all button. And so now I am at the latest audio boo, and I'm not too thrilled with the latest audio boo because, one, all of my posts are gone from the app. I know they're still on the website. People have been talking about that too. But it was one feature about the app that I really loved was to be able to go through my posts and listen to them in the style of, sometimes you wanted to listen to them in the style of a podcast. One feature I did like is the ability to mark posts. Just getting something out of my bag. I have a big duffel bag that I take to college on Monday and Wednesdays because one class that I take is adaptive yoga, and that requires a yoga mat. So I have to take a big bag with a yoga mat rolled up in it. I needed to get his toileting harness. So anyway, so I took, Papa, come. So like I said, this is the first time today that I've opened the app. I've played around with some of the actual getting around the app, listening to posts, and some of it's still the same. Some of it I don't really like. I was upset that they took away the ability to mark a post because I like it where you could mark different posts for listening to instead of them just playing every post in your follows list, because not every post I'm into, which, you know, people would say, well, if you're not into them, why are you following them? But like certain posts are from different channels. So I like to hear certain posts from certain channels that I follow, not all of them. So for that reason, I loved the ability of the previous Audio Boom app to be able to mark posts for playing. So, I think you can still set up like a playlist or whatever, but I really missed that marking post because you kind of created a mini playlist based on what your mood was for that particular moment. So I'm, you know, playing around with the app still, still. Come on, Zappa. And I'm not, like I said, I'm really disappointed. I guess it's an accumulation of minor things. Like, yes, it's a minor annoyance that the Zappa park time. It is a minor annoyance that the DM feature is gone. I think that's the biggest one out of all of them. But another minor annoyance is the marking posts feature that's gone. Another annoyance is that all of your posts except for the ones that you create on the app currently. Good boy. They are all gone. So anything you've done previously are all gone off of the app. So, like I said, you could go on the website and listen to them, but the real thing for me is to be able to refer back to, because I have some posts with friends in them. Like, I can't even listen to one of my most recent posts where I went to dinner with Doug Lee, and I could listen to it on the site. But, you know, if somebody wanted me to show it to them, or if I just wanted to listen to it on the bus, or listen to any kind of post, that ability, except if you go to Safari, there is a way to do it. But, you know, like I said, this is all the workarounds that we have to do that I'm not too happy about. I mean, honestly, I don't know what is drawing people into continuing to use this app. People are using it more and more and more these days, and I get it that it's a great platform for posting. I use it. It's wonderful. But I'm searching for some alternatives. My friend and I are considering actually using Workflow to do something similar. In fact, at one point I got Workflow to record an M4A file, and I got it to convert to tried to get it to convert to MP3, because MP3 is accessible by a lot of players and things. And when I did that, it gave me an error, but that was on my iPhone 5. I haven't tried Workflow as of yet on this new phone. Come here, Zappa. But there is a way where you can record an audio file, convert to MP3, save to Dropbox. Zappa, come. Get Dropbox link and tweet Dropbox link. So there is a way to do like a workflow. And I actually had created a workflow like that similarly. But the only problem was, first of all, the audio file recorded in M4A, and people complained because they couldn't play it on their Twitter client and such and whatnot. Secondly, when Dropbox sends you a share link, they send you this link so that you have to go to the website to look at the file, therefore see their ads. So it's kind of one of those advertising links. It's not a direct link versus you copying it and, you know, from the computer, from the, you know, context menu. There you go, buddy. So, you know, there is a possibility that we could get something like that done. And, yeah. So I know I'm kind of repeating a few things that I said while I was on the bus, but there you go, Zappa. One, come here, buddy. One thing is, on the bus it was hard to hear because of the motor and stuff, and I realized that, so I'll probably do like some reviews, but that's what it sounds like when you're not in stereo and you're riding home with me and Zappa on the bus. So, and like I said, I'll kind of do like more of a review of things I went over, and I'll expand on them a little bit more in the next audio boo. But yeah, getting a feel for this app and not exactly liking it. Which is a shame, because that's not what it's supposed to be. So, yep, I will be back in the next audio boo. I've got to take some stuff out to the trash. Everyone knows how that goes. If you've taken care of a puppy. So, can't wait till the Hook audio comes out. That's the one thing I really will look forward to. Alright, Zappa. Heel. Fee! Heel. But, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on over here. Not too much, not too terribly busy.